I completely don't understand.
No,
I mean, I understand horror movies. I just don't understand why do you constantly watch true crime like a couple hours before you go to sleep? Baby, you do this every single night. Every single night. Like 2 hours before you go to bed, I look over on your computer and you're watching like 17 most grisly homicides in North America. And I'm like, why are you watching this before bed? Because every time when you go into bed, the first thing you say to me is, I've watched the worst true crime. I can't sleep. Yes. It's a vicious cycle, baby. You just need to, stop watching so much true crime. Yes. I think that'll help you sleep better at night. Baby, I have watched zero true... The only true crime I watch is because of you. Like, I on my own, would never seek out, like, you know, top 10 most grisly deaths in North America. I don't know why they're all in North America. Why is all the true crime happening in North America? Oh, because the overseas stories are even scarier? Why does anyone watch true crime? I don't understand. Like, because you won't watch the news. I put on the news every day and I'm like, baby, you want to watch the news? And you're like, no, why do I want to watch the news? And then you open up to, like, you know, harrowing stabbings. And I'm like, why? Okay, maybe this is a gross oversimplification of what true crime is. Okay, yeah, I guess you don't like the horrible murder ones. You're all about, like, the missing person stuff, which in a lot of ways must be worse. Yes, like, people just disappearing. I don't know why. What is the appeal? That doesn't make any sense to me. No. Even as you explain it to me right now, why you're enjoying it, it makes no sense. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, like, why do I watch travel videos to places that I'll never go? Like, I don't know. Like, it must be the same thing. It must, like, the same appeal I get from watching, like, nuanced car breakdowns of, like, this is what the Bugatti Veyron looks like inside, which is a car I'll never own. Like, you are watching horrible stories of events that will never occur to you, God willing. Yeah. I just don't understand. Like, it'd be one thing if you watched them and then you could go to sleep fine. You're just like, yeah, just watch them. But they definitely, like, linger in the back of your head and, like, cause you not to sleep well. Yes. I have noticed this. So this is why my pitch for you is... Watch true crime in the morning, maybe, or like midday. I think true crime should be like coffee, no more of an afternoon. Oh my god, that's another thing we should talk about. Baby, you gotta stop drinking coffee afternoon. It's so bad for you. Yeah, I know. I'm guilty of it too. But I don't do coffee. I do like a Monster, or like a Red Bull or Nas or something equally as terrible. Yeah, we need to be better about that. Because I want us to sleep good. Yeah, I don't think that's unreasonable for us to get better sleep. I think our sleep is definitely suffering as a byproduct of, like, yes, don't you? Not even like a little bit? Yeah, of course you didn't think about it. I don't know, maybe like we can test it. Like, let's no more true crime, no more super caffeine afternoon, you know, see if that makes a difference. Yeah, I don't know why I toss and turn. Because you're right. I am definitely the bigger... Yeah, I'm trying to find the word. No. Perpetrator. There we go. Yeah. I don't know, I'm just trying to stay on the true crime theme. Yeah, I'm the bigger perpetrator of, like, the tossing and turning in bed. No, I know that. Yeah. I don't know why. Because it happens when I'm asleep, too. I wonder why we toss and turn. I guess it's because we're not comfortable. Maybe we need a new mattress. Maybe that'll be, like, the solution to our sleep problems. A mattress makes a big difference. Like, I don't know. I remember when we rotated the mattress. Oh my god, it was a whole new bed. Yeah, if we had, like, a square mattress, that'd be ideal. We could rotate it. Yeah, the rectangular shape of our mattress definitely causes, yeah. We only have two ways of rotation. Is a California king a square? I thought it's still a rectangle. I thought all beds were rectangles. I don't think you could get to a size that's big enough that it becomes functionally a square. I wonder, yeah. I don't know. California king is so big, though. I mean, there's a bigger one. I think isn't there like a Texas king or something? I just assume Texas because everything's bigger in Texas. I don't know. I assume it. Or is it Alaskan king? Alaskan king sounds like a thing. I don't know. The King of Alaska would be pretty cool. He's basically king of the North. He has a crown, a cape, sits on the wall. King of the North. Yeah, I don't know. We can look into mattresses. I think getting a king, like a new king, might be the move. Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know. Our bed has had it's had a good run, but I think we've come to the end of the road for our bed. I think our bed has kind of, yeah. I don't know. How often are you supposed to change your mattress? Like, what, every 5 years or something? Yeah, it feels a lot like the mattress companies are saying that, though. They're like, yeah, you should change your mattress every 2 years. Because, yeah, obviously you guys would really want us to change our mattress every 2 years. We're not made of money, though. I'm glad it's not like an iPhone. Yeah, like where they update our mattress and they're like, ooh, I'm sorry, your firmware is incompatible and you got to get a new mattress. You think I'm joking now, but that is the grim future we're approaching, where everything smart is like a smart device connected. I mean, it would be both good and bad, because I would love like a Tempur-Pedic. I've never been in a Tempur-Pedic. I've only seen them on television when I was a child, which was crazy. I saw more mattress ads as a child. I saw more ads for things that I couldn't purchase when I was a child than now as an adult. Like, as an adult now, like, I rarely see ads, it feels like. Yeah. Well, because, I don't know, we cut the cable. Like, we cut the cord for cable, so we don't ever get cable ads. YouTube, I'm not, you know, you just get, like, YouTube Red. Don't have ads there. Hulu, no ads. Netflix, no ads. Disney Plus, no ads. Yeah, you can live a pretty ad-free life if you really wanted to. Yeah. Which, you know, not bad. But now I have no idea what objects there are out in the world for me to purchase. Like, I'm now, I'm, like, insulated. Like, all I have is the knowledge from a child. Like, you know, I'm like, if someone's like, do you want to buy a popular board game? I'm like, oh, Mousetrap, maybe? yeah. No, if we lived in New York City, we'd be bombarded by so many ads all the time. It'd just be on every screen on the... Nah, yeah, I guess we wouldn't be in Times Square all that often. I mean, yeah, there's not a whole lot for, like, you know, New York or New Yorkers to do in Times Square. Yeah, I guess it's people watch the tourists and stuff. Yeah. But are we in agreement about this true crime stuff? Like, circling back before you completely distract me? Because you're really good at that. Okay. Yeah, no true crime before bed. So, like, okay, I'll make the cutoff 4. How about this? We'll say 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock's, like, a good time. Because, like, noon is too ambitious. We got to ease into it. Let's say 3 o'clock, end of coffee, end of true crime. Deal? Thank you. I think it'll make a difference. I think you'll sleep better for it. But who's to say? You know, you just got to try and see. I love you too.